Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, Tommy Dreamer, Mickey, and James coming off of what we saw this past weekend at Survivor Series and what's trending with Ronda Rousey right now. We get Mickey's take on both Shotzi and Ronda Rousey after their match at Survivor Series. Also, for her first interview after getting kicked out of the baddies, Kiera Hogan joins us right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I look at NXT and that women's division right now, and I want to kind of get your guys' take on this. And I look at Zoe Stark, and I look at the change in character in Zoe Stark. I'm emotionally invested in Zoe Stark. Cora Jade, somebody else who had a change of character recently, who turned on her friend, Roxanne Perez, who is also going to be involved in this match. And there's a story there, and I'm emotionally invested in both Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez. And then we're going to find out who that fifth participant is going to be next week on the show. So I look at NXT, which is the developmental show, and I look at how I'm getting emotionally invested in all the characters and all the performers on that show. And then I go back to what we saw this past weekend at Survivor Series. And we have a championship match with Rhea Ripley and Shotzi. And there is no emotional investment because I don't think anybody looked at that match and thought that Shotzi had any chance of winning because there was no story there. You know, Shotzi is somebody that comes out on a tank. She's got green hair. She's crazy. And now she's going up against Ronda for the championship. Where's the character development? Why am I emotionally invested in Shotzi? You know, like, you know, Mickey, help me out here. Am I wrong? Am I looking at this completely the wrong way?
No, you're not wrong. I think with NXT, because they are trying to build stars and they're trying to build the characters, they take more time, especially now more than ever. And I think to build these characters, to get people, and that's where the money is in emotion. It's not the moves. It's the emotional investment in the characters. And you're right. Like, I think that was like a throwaway kind of hot shot at match. And it's unfortunate because I love Shotzi and I think she's great, but you do need a story, a build up, because it's really hard. It's really hard. Unless it's like a mega star, like people, if it was, you know, I don't know, Roman versus Seth, people would still get excited about that match. Right. Because they throw back to so many things and they have the backstory to be able to tell. There's no backstory between Shotzi and Ronda, you know, so there isn't even that to throw back to correlate as to why they would be having this, except for it's an opportunity for Shotzi, you know. It's really difficult. That's unfortunate, I think.
Mickey, a little sidebar here, because I don't understand it. There's a lot of hate towards Ronda Rousey. I mean, this whole weekend, there was Fire Ronda Rousey hashtag. There was Ronda Rousey. She was trending so much during this weekend, which was a really good weekend for professional wrestling.
Right.
And I don't understand it, and I don't get it. I only met her once and it was briefly. If I could talk about the character, when she came back at that Royal Rumble, it was an explosion. It was one of the loudest pops I've ever heard. And I also understand that she's a heel. And even though everyone thinks they, you know everything about wrestling, she's a heel character, which is her job is to make you not like her.
Right.
But when a hashtag is started to fire somebody, or there's all this, like, you know, people, I don't understand it because she's really good in the ring and she's a top draw from outside the wrestling business. It's not like she's doing this a long, long time. So you've worked with her, like, help me out.
And I have to, it's not that I don't understand the Ronda hate, because I think fans in general want to hate on someone, and they always have. They've picked, and it's usually the top baby face or the person they feel like is being shoved down their throats, right? And with Ronda, she's a mega star coming from a whole other, like, she didn't have to learn how to wrestle or do anything. She was a fan of the business, you know. And I remember when she first came in, and you can ask Kurt about this, because I would always see her sitting there picking Kurt's brain, because he was one of those people who was massively successful to be able to cross over from one industry to another industry. And so I had a lot of respect for her. I had a lot of respect for her in that sense. I had a lot of respect for her and just getting to know her and, like, her story of really never having that sisterhood of a locker room and choosing to, you know, she had her own dressing room. She had her own locker room with her name on it, which doesn't happen in wrestling, guys. It really doesn't. So that was cool, but she chose to keep her film crew in there, and she came and changed in the girls' locker room and the ladies' locker room because she wanted to be part of the locker room. She wanted to do it, you know, so there's a lot of things. And I think that the people hate on her because they know that she's not from wrestling, and maybe they feel like she's, but she's putting a lot of eyes on the product. That's the reality.
Hell yeah.
Because she's trending. And when you're going to Pepsi or Coca-Cola and you have Ronda Rousey's a name attached to it, or whoever it is, you know, that means a lot in the world. And especially in the females division, in the women's division, you go, like, she's a top star for the females, which, yes, it does suck for the other females in the locker room, because that means you're going to be under her, because who's bigger than her? Unless she's the man, Becky. Becky, I would say, is an equal draw to Ronda. Charlotte, I mean, I just don't know. Sasha, I mean, there are people that could step up and have those matches where people go, like, okay, they could get excited, you know, but it's really, really hard. And obviously, because she's there, and if she's going to agree to be there, then she is going to be in a top spot, period. Because what else are you going to do with her? She's a top star.
I agree. Just wanted to hear it from someone who worked with her. Thank you.
Yeah.
But
and she's a nice person. Like, that's what really is frustrating, because I really like, and maybe I'm biased because I really love Ronda. I love her on a personal level. And I would have so much respect for her for how she was able to make it in MMA, how she was able to be so successful, how she was able to break down barriers for women in that industry. So now women are top draws in the main events and people don't even blink an eye anymore. And that's because of her, really. Think about it. So,
well, there's no doubt, Mickey, that main event at WrestleMania 35 was because of Ronda. You know, Ronda made that match a main event match. You wouldn't have had that women's main event match if it wasn't for Ronda Rousey. I think listen, I'm a fan of Ronda Rousey. I want Ronda to do well. I think it's good for pro wrestling, you know, when you get that mainstream attention. I think there's a few different factors here, Mickey. As far as what we saw this past Saturday at Survivor Series, I wasn't emotionally invested in it. As we said, there was no story there, and they haven't really built a story for Shotzi either, which I agree with you, Mickey. I think she's ultra talented. She deserves to have a little bit of a character development. Yes.
She's so marketable. And I think that I think Shotzi's a star, and she's so marketable, and it's a missed opportunity. And I don't know, but there's so many girls in that locker room that they're trying to find opportunities and spots for. And the reality is how many are there, you know?
True.
Unless it's you start thinking outside the box and, like, relationship angles or alliances or a manager position that can cross over into a wrestling position. And then, but when everyone's just vying for the title or the titles, that's limited spots.
Dave, there's also this thing that happens where it's like, okay, we have this big show. Who's going to be a decent opponent for the champion? And I'm talking, this is a creative thing,
right?
They're not going to win. It's a nice little shine for her or him, but in this case we're talking Shotzi, because we have other plans for Ronda for the Rumble.
Right.
It's really that simple. It's
or,
and when we do it, it's called let's leave a placeholder for who can be this person to get us to where we have to go.
Because you're right. This was just, I think eventually what we're going to get, if I were to guess at WrestleMania, Ronda and Becky at WrestleMania, if I were to guess, I'm just going to throw that out there now. I know you could say what you want about Raw or SmackDown. I don't even think that matters anymore when it comes to the brand split. But I think that would be something I would love to see. And if we got that, we wouldn't even remember this match that Ronda had at Survivor Series. But I think that's the crime of it. Like, if you're going to give somebody like Shotzi an opportunity, and I get what you're saying, Tommy, hey, this is just a one-off. They're going to move away from this because the Rumble's coming. But at least give me something of a story where I get emotionally invested in it. So once this match is over, I'm still invested in Shotzi. After that match on Saturday, why would I be invested in Shotzi after what I saw on Saturday? You know, I would love for them to create a star, give this star, like kind of like what we saw with Liv Morgan. Like, nobody bought into Liv Morgan, but look what happened. We did. All of a sudden, she was the underdog that surprised everybody. Like, they could have done the same thing with Shotzi here, but I feel like almost, Mickey, it was a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Well, there's still a story to be told out of it. I mean, she's still, you know, she could take it and go like, okay, well, I had an opportunity. I had a shot. Now she gets a little bit grittier, or I don't know. Maybe. I always say nothing is a missed opportunity, and it put more eyes on it. And
hey, she also got a great reaction when she came out. And then that is like when Mickey says, more eyes looked at it. Wow, look at that reaction.
Right.
I remember sitting in WWE Creative and like everyone talking about like within Creative, all these Rob Van Dam signs. And like, you know, the top brass didn't see it. But then it's like, well, your audience does. So you have to, you know, sometimes listen to the audience. Again, different regime, different time, different era. But I do think there'll be more opportunities for Shotzi.
Yep.
And, you know, I get what you're saying, but in the lovely world of the WWE, as well as professional wrestling, you can rebuild and make people forget. We talked about it yesterday. Gabby being so invested now in the man, because that's the Becky Lynch she wants to see,
right.
Not that heel Becky Lynch. And everything that she did before is now forgotten.
Yeah.
True. True. And you know what? This may not be a very popular opinion, but Mickey and Tommy, I actually didn't think the match that they had on Saturday was all that bad. Was it a classic? No. But I didn't think it was bad enough that people are actually looking to see Ronda Rousey get fired. Like, I know there was that, you know, that weird spot like on the ring apron that was a little bit out of whack. But other than that, Mickey, I actually thought the match was pretty good. And I actually thought Ronda was good. I love the way Ronda was trash talking throughout the match. I'm very surprised that people had such a negative output on what they saw on Saturday. That's just me.
Yeah. Well, I hope Ronda leans more into it. Like, well, if she's a heel, what
embrace
the hell?
That hate.
Get it. Welcome it, you know. You know, obviously there's a difference between like types of heat, but at this point, like, I would just lean into it and just embrace it, because you know what, they're still tuning in and she's still trending and they're still watching.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems, and that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick, Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog, not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Tommy said earlier, what's trending right now with Ronda Rousey, actually a hashtag to fire Ronda, which is just crazy. But Mickey, you were talking before, and Tommy, you as well. Tommy, you brought it up when it came to Ronda as far as like you don't see it. And Mickey talked about Ronda being like somebody that could have had her own dressing room, but wanted to be around the other performers, the other wrestlers. She didn't want to do that. She really wanted to experience this. And as we all know, she was a pro wrestling fan. You know, she when she first came, she the whole tribute to Roddy Piper. Like, you know, she made you want to cheer. Things have obviously gone south when it comes to Ronda. And there's a couple of things that I think have happened recently where I think I understand. Don't get the extent of it. You should never be calling for somebody to get fired. But I can understand a little bit why there might be some backlash on Ronda. One is when Ronda was gone after her first stint, which I thought was extremely successful, her first match at WrestleMania, which even Jim Cornette, the most jaded person on the face of the earth, said was one of the greatest debuts he's ever seen. The main event match that we saw at WrestleMania 35. Ronda gave a lot, I believe, to the world of the WWE. Mm-hmm. But while she was out, Mickey, and Tommy, Ronda mentioned about, she kind of went off on the fans. And she talked about, she actually called the fans ungrateful and called the fans idiots. Fans kind of remember that. That's not something that you're going to forget when somebody calls you ungrateful and calls you an idiot. Mm-hmm. Also, I think when she came back the second time, if her performances felt a little uninspired. It didn't seem like it was the same Ronda that we had seen before. Tommy, do you agree or disagree? And what do you think about her comments that she made about the fans while she was gone? And is that going to stick with fans after making comments like that?
Well, that's fine, but she's a heel. So
no, this was pre-heel.
I understand
brother.
That, but she's a heel character now. So like what Mickey said, embrace it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's uninspired because I mean, listen, when you come back, does she need the money? No. She also had a child. She seems to do well in her life outside of the WWE. And coming back, she comes back because, again, I'm assuming she loves it and she enjoys it. And yes, David, you can get lost in a world of when everyone's hating on you to want to fire back at somebody because people don't really know like the real stories, all that stuff. Right. But if you're a heel, embrace it. When you say uninspired, maybe, excuse me, there needs to somebody, if that's how you feel, maybe because in her head, like you need to be challenged that way. When Kurt Angle, if you again listen to all these documentaries, Kurt Angle, even though he's trying to prove that he is the best, but coming into the business, he's like, wow, I'm in the ring with The Rock. I'm in the ring with Steve Austin. I'm in the ring with Taker. How do I become this? She's already there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then who was that challenger to step up and challenge her that way? Mm-hmm. And there's only a small list of challengers who can bring that out. That is also the proverbial when Bully Ray would shoot, smack me across my face in our matches.
Well,
because he knows it makes me mad.
Yeah.
And then I would fire up on him and be so pissed at him. You need somebody to be like, wow, like I've told you this before. After I left WWE, I was like, whoa, what do I do now? I went to Impact and my first feud is AJ Styles. And I was like, I have to prove to the world that I still have it because I'm working with someone who I think is one of the best.
Yeah.
So you need to have those own personal fires under you. Mm-hmm. And there are a handful of women who can take her spot in a heartbeat. So that's how you have to kind of be always on that level. I mean, and you listen to those top guys when they talk, the Bret Harts, the Steve Austins, that these are all available for everyone to listen to. And I'm not talking about for fans. I'm talking about wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Learn from the men and women who've been there.
Yeah.
Continue, Mickey.
Well, I was going to say, even if I know Rhonda, like, I feel like she would compare herself to how good other people that her, you know, peers and the girls in the locker room are in the ring, you know, because she is coming from a different background. And I think she has enough awareness to know that she's still very green in the wrestling business. And so it's probably frustrating for her because she's doing the damn best she can. And she's putting more eyeballs in the product and she's really busted her ass. And plus coming back from a baby and coming back pretty soon from a baby, you know, and Becky too. Becky came back really quick. It was shocking and she looked incredible, you know? So it's just, it's a lot.
So, but Mickey, let me ask you this. Is somebody like Shotzi the right person in a match like that to put into the ring with Rhonda?
Sure, because I think it wasn't like there was like another ongoing Rocket storyline with Shotzi, and it puts more eyes back on Shotzi. And you're right in the sense of like, I don't think people thought that she was going to win, but it did get people more behind Shotzi and to see if the creative team is trying to go like, okay, what can we do with her and see if anything sparks up or like to get the love back behind her before they put her in another storyline. You know, I don't really know what else is going on because I'm thinking that in their minds, they're going towards the Rumble or they're going towards WrestleMania. They're thinking that far out. So how do we get there and where are we going?
When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
There.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
Let's bring in our guest and our women of Wednesday, Kiara Hogan. How are you this morning? Good morning. How are you?
Hello, everybody. I'm good. How are you?
Good morning. So good. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you.
Stunning. Oh, they can't see you because it's the radio, but whatever. We can see you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm in a really good place right now, so I'm doing good.
Good.
That's awesome to hear. David, let me tell you a story.
I love stories, Tommy.
I do an independent wrestling show in Atlanta, and I see this young girl. She's got great gear. She's pretty damn good in the ring. And I said, man, she reminds me of Mickey James. And I go up and I tell her, and she's like, oh, my God, she's like my favorite. I was like, cool, let's take a picture and we'll send it to her. And she's like, for real? And I was just like, yeah. And she's like, I'm going to cry. And she kind of starts to cry. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And she's like, no, she's the reason I became a pro wrestler. So we took a picture how Mickey James would always pose, hand on the hips, kind of booty out. And
I didn't know this was my pose until recently.
It is. And I got stoic dreamer dead face with the fist up. You got that. So I sent it to her and we became friends and then I helped her in Impact Wrestling. And I couldn't be prouder of the performer. And I watched her grow in front of my own eyes. And now, you know, in Impact, from Impact, then she goes to AEW. And but to be inspired by someone else and then, you know, Mickey saying, man, I love her. I love her work. That's the beauty of this business. And I haven't talked to her much, but I saw her this past weekend. So I don't really have to miss her because I just had a full conversation with her. But I wanted to share that story for other people to inspire, because now she's inspiring a whole group of women as well to be the next Kiera Hogan, who'd be the next Mickey James. So there's my story.
Kiera, how do you feel when you hear a story like that from Tommy and you talk about being an inspiration to other people? I mean, how does that feel for you?
Honestly, it warms my heart because, like you said, I have been a fan for years. And growing up, Mickey was definitely one of my favorites. She is still my favorite. And I always grew up thinking about her and, you know, she's my idol, my hero, my inspiration. And I lived by that every single day when I was in training and when I was just on the indies, going to shows, the long hours. Like, even my friends that knew that I loved her, they were like, what would Mickey do in this situation? I'm like, you know what? You're right. So, like, she,
oh God,
she literally has just, she's just been an inspiration to me. And to be able to inspire others is all I've ever wanted to do, because I've had so many women inspire me. So I'm so grateful and thankful to be in the position I'm in, to be able to inspire other young girls to follow their dreams, because that's what I do.
And yeah, there's not a weekend in Impact Wrestling where I don't hear somebody talk and then we go, period. And that's that's from my flame over there. It happens. Yeah. It happens a lot.
I love it.
Yeah. I think it's amazing too, because I, you know, from my perspective, and I was like, when I first met you, Kiera, and you were like, oh, that you're my, so I think I kept a close eye on you because I was so honored that you even felt that way. And then Tommy, she would come to like my concerts. Like, she came to a few of my concerts when I was in the area, like, and just to see you grow up and then you became old enough to start training. And you've heard that, I'm sure, Tommy, you've heard this too before, of like, I want to be a wrestler. And so you never know. And that's just it. You never know. And to see how far you've come on that journey and that you took it seriously and that you did all of the things, and now you've broken out and you're becoming your own star. You're becoming everything that you dreamed and wanted. And that's amazing to see, and to see from my perspective. And it's just, it's awesome. And I'm so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you. I love you.
No,
I love
crying you so today. Kiera, so I didn't see it yet, but There's some issues going on with the baddie section. There's some issues happening right now.
What's happening?
There's stuff happening. Gabby told me on Friday, she's like, oh my God, did you see what happened? I was like, no. And then, so if you could explain what's going on, because I know you said you're in a good place and that could result for what had happened for you. So please
before Kiera tells us, Tommy, I'm going to jump in for just a second, because timing is everything in this world. And this happened the day before Thanksgiving. Think about that for a second. It's the day, you know, you never want to get laid off from your job like right before Christmas. Here's Thanksgiving, where you celebrate Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving. It's like, it's the kickstart of the holidays. All right. And I'm snuggling to watch Dynamite, you know, on a Wednesday. And then Kiera, the timing couldn't have been worse. Agree or disagree?
You don't want to give up that turkey.
Oh yeah, yay.
You know, she didn't want to give the free turkey.
Listen. I am grateful. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Like you said, timing is everything, and everything happens for a reason. My time in the baddies, honestly, was great. I saw from the beginning how amazing this group could be. I saw the t-shirts and the figures, and I saw the big picture. That's what I saw. That's what drew me into the storyline, because, you know, Jade has started the baddie section, and I was like, you know, I'm going to try and see if I can like get in this baddie section, because I see they just have like, you know, random fans or people sitting in the section. So I sent out a tweet to Jade and I was like, you know, you could have the hottest section if you had the hottest flame. And, you know, that blew up. And then I was like, let me text Tony Khan and see if I could sit in the section 1 week. And he was like, yeah, come on. And at the time, Red Velvet was also turning heel. So we both ended up at the section at the same time. So it kind of just worked out kind of organically that way. And the storyline just grew from there. The entrances we had were amazing. Like I said, I could see the bigger picture. And, you know, Red Velvet got injured. So I then had to step up as second in command when Layla Gray became the interim baddie. And I did a lot for the baddies. Like, I did a lot for Jade. I did a lot for the group. And I just feel like the work I was giving wasn't appreciated. Honestly, I still don't know the reason as to why I was kicked out. Maybe we'll all find out, because honestly, I don't know. But you know, some people can't handle the heat, and that's okay. Just get out the kitchen.
Sometimes that flame burns just a little too bright, baby. And they, you know, they feel like they're living in the shadow of all the flickering lights. It's just too much, you know?
You know, it is what it is. I'm the hottest flame, and I'm going to be the hottest no matter what. I don't need a name. I don't need somebody to tell me that. Like, I, like you said, timing is everything. Everything happens for a reason. You know, maybe it's my time to do my own thing. I was in a tag team for the longest time, you know, and I'm ready to do things for myself and do things to become my own star, like you said.
I think it's the greatest thing for you, because you can have a chance now. If, obviously, underneath Jade, then you're always going to be playing second fiddle to Jade, and you're just helping her and elevating her and doing her dirty work, when you could just be doing it for yourself. And this is a very selfish business, and so you have to look out for number one end of the day, and that's you. That's
me.
You. Right.
Period.
Period.
Yes, Tommy, period. That
if
is
you want
period.
To start your own group, you call it the Fatties, and me and Mark Henry could sit ringside and then bring you to the ring if you want. That's like, that's nice. Something.
I think you're looking good, Tommy, actually.
We're going to work on this entrance. I can't wait.
But I like, Kara, I like your attitude, though, and the fact that, like, it's almost like, all right, it's time to move on. Like, whatever the reason, you don't even know the reason, but you appreciated the time. You did the best in the time that you were there. And now it's time to move. Like, to have that kind of attitude, I think, is refreshing. And I can tell that whatever the next stage for you in AEW is, it's going to be successful because of your attitude.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I just try to see the glass half full, not half empty.
Yep.
So I'm going to keep going. Like, nothing's going to stop me. Nothing's going to steer me from my actual goals and what I came over here to accomplish. And I'm just ready to do that.
And so, what is that goal?
Yeah. What is that?
I could put you on the spot.
Yes. What do you want to do?
So I just, these past few months, I haven't been able to wrestle. And, you know, that's my passion. Like, I want to be in the ring. I want to show what I got. I want to show out. Like, I feel like I haven't had the opportunities to really show how good of a performer I am and how well-rounded I am. So hopefully I get my own spotlight and I'm just able to put on some banger matches with women that want to, you know, put on banger matches. Like, there's so many women in the locker room that I want to work with, and I want to get a chance to step in the ring with Toni Storm, Jamie Hayter. Like, there's a lot of girls that I really want to work with. So I'm just hoping I'm able to be a part of the women's division fully and show what I got.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned Jamie Hayter, and it's almost like a phenomenon with Jamie Hayter right now. Like, you look at the fans' reaction for Jamie and how they really got behind her at Full Gear in Newark just a couple weekends ago. I mean, it's something that you rarely see in pro wrestling. What's it like being able to watch that? And is that the reason why you want to step into the ring with her?
Yes, honestly, because during Tony and Jamie's match, I didn't watch backstage. I went to the crowd area, kind of where the stage was, and I got a whole video of the reaction that Jamie got when she won the title. And it was beautiful to see it from that point of view, and to see how far Jamie has come, like, and for the crowd to pop that hard for women, like, it's so inspiring. I want that for myself. I want to be able to be a part of that and to get that type of reaction. Because like I said, for women, it's amazing. Like, I just find that Jamie has something very special about her. And she's an amazing worker. She just works her ass off. And like I said, it's inspiring. I want to get in the ring with her.
Yeah, I do like Jamie a lot. She's really exciting to watch. And I just really seen her live when we were, what was it, 1PW? I saw her wrestle there. for the first time live. She's awesome. She's awesome. So it's exciting to see what she's done, and she's really gotten over. I was going to say, number one thing, I mean, you just got kicked out of the baddies. Why wouldn't be number one? I would take Jade out. F it. Why not?
You don't think that's in the back of my head?
You know,
Mickey,
like,
if I got you.
Sometimes you just got to make a statement, you know?
And I'm all about making statements.
Yeah.
Period.
Go for her
the
knee.
Hottest flame with all the with the hottest titles.
Oh.
You should also learn how to throw fire, by the way. Just saying, it's an ancient art in the professional wrestling business.
You've been telling me this flame. For years, Tommy.
Yeah, throw the flame. Throw it right
throw
at Jade.
Blue,
boom.
Throw a blue flame.
Fireball.
Hey, I'm so down to learn. I need to figure out how to do that.
Let me ask you a hypothetical. My reason I'm in the business, person I love, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. I have never told this story. I will never tell the story. I'm going to write it down, and when I die, people can tell it. Mickey James, last rodeo. Hypothetically, if you had to face Mickey James, knowing that if you defeat her, she has to leave wrestling, would you take the match?
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow.
Honestly, because, like, it's not even because I want to be the person to send her off. I would just feel so honored to be in that position. You know, like, it's not even about her leaving wrestling or are you the last person? Like, I would be honored to be in that position. I, like, to be able to wrestle her was one dream. To be able to be in a tag match with her wasn't even on the radar, but it happened. But to be able to do that, that would be something I had never even thought about. So I would be more than honored.
Interesting. Maybe I'm going to write down to my forbidden door text messages later.
Yeah. What? We actually got to wrestle, which was really cool, Tommy. We wrestled in that way. I know. It was awesome. It was awesome.
For the Knockouts title.
Yeah.
Think of that. Think of full circle how the beauty of professional wrestling is. I love that stuff.
Oh, it is full circle, definitely. So many things have come back to me full circle. Like the Knockouts title in NWA. I left Impact. I didn't have a chance to wrestle for the Knockouts title while I was there. And then I got an opportunity to wrestle for the Knockouts title outside of Impact. Like, I couldn't have written that better, honestly.
Against
Dope,
me.
I love this.
Against Mickey.
It's what? All about.
Don't kick your ass, though.
Yeah, we did.
In a loving way. In a mother way.
She's like, oh, I love you. I was like, I love you, too.
As she's pounding you into faith. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Kara, Saraya coming back into pro wrestling, you know, being out for almost 5 years, coming back into the fold in AEW. What's it like having her? It's amazing to me because, Kara, you're still so young. And so is Saraya. Like, people look at Saraya and they look at her as this grizzled veteran, but she's still only 30 years
really
old.
Young.
Yeah, what's it like having her back in the fold and being a part of that AEW locker room?
Listen, I did not know. I had no idea she was coming back. So when I saw her return, I was in the locker room. We were watching in the locker room, and I screamed because I've been such a fan of hers for years, and I've met her. We've been online friends for a couple of years, but I've never met her in person. And to see that she's working at the same company as me, I was like, what? Like, I was just in such shock, but I was also very excited to see where she goes from here. I was excited to see her get back in the ring. I think she deserves it. I think she's dedicated her whole life to this business, and she deserves nothing more to be able to do what she loves. So I'm so happy that she's able to get back in the ring, and hopefully I get a chance to get in the ring with her, because again, I've been a fan for years, so I would love that. I think she has definitely paved the way a lot for women's wrestling. And I just want to get in the ring with her. I want to get in the ring with a lot of people. And just like I said, just have some banger matches and, you know, throw down. I'm ready. Yeah.
There's also a good alliance you can have there as well with somebody in case you have some baddies attacking you.
Right. Ooh.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Lots of things to think about.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get your revenge on Jade. I felt like what happened, for whatever reason, and maybe we'll find out on Dynamite why it happened, but I think you definitely need to get your revenge at some point on Jade.
I think so, too. Honestly, I'm hoping that's where it's leading, because I think it makes sense. And I think I have enough ammunition to go at her, maybe even take her TBS title.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to win, you might as well just go.
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you in this Zoom box, and are you in Indianapolis?
I am.
All right, because if not, I was like, man, she decorates her house just like the Marriott. So, well, that's good to know that you are in the house. And if I was part of those baddies, I would be looking over my shoulder because a flame may burn you. Just saying.
Oh, you're not looking. I mean, there is a celebration tonight. Who's to say I won't crash it?
Oh, that's right. Jade's having her celebration in Indianapolis tonight, Tommy. Kara's there now. This is another reason why you got to tune into Dynamite, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
Just saying, you never
you
know.
Might get a case of the goody goods.
Ooh. You might get a special little treat.
The goodies against the baddies. Kara, thank you so much for the time. We'll be watching Dynamite tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And we appreciate the time. We hope to get you on again.
Thank you so much, guys. I always enjoy coming on here. You guys are the best.
Love you.
I don't know you well enough, but I like you a lot. So hope we get.
Your hot sauce is great. I tried it.
Thank you very much. LaGrecasRage.com for that. Did you really like the hot sauce?
No, I really did. Yeah.
I'm glad. Thank you so much, Kara. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. You know what?
Especially his favorite female wrestler. You know what? You said you're from Jersey, but now you purchase his hot sauce. You super love
you. Kara. You know what? After what you just said, I love you. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.